Sam Fiorenzi reached back on a 6-4 fielder's choice in the first. He also flew out to center field in the fourth inning. Parmer with some traffic on the bases. First pitch swinging away is Fiorenzi. That one into the glove of Duggar. Count begins 0-1 on the Battle Creek shortstop.
Evan Parmer, last time on the road was in Ashwaubenon at Capital Credit Union on July 9th. Carded a scoreless frame against Green Bay.
The 0-1. This one hit on the ground right side. That one gets by Max McGuire into right field for a base hit, and Battle Creek has this game's first run. Into scores Fernandez to second, Griffith. The top three spots in the Battle Jack order, all finding their way aboard against Evan Parmer. It is 1-0 Battle Jacks.
Classic example of not trying to do too much and getting rewarded for it. Max McGuire guarding the runner on first base. There is a huge hole in the other direction, and Sam Griffith just shoots it right there under the glove of the Raptors' first baseman. Just like that, the deadlock is broken, and the Raptors will need another comeback here in Michigan.
Still nobody out. Runners on first and second. The cleanup spot now with Caden Wotypka. First pitch from Parmer. Off speed on the outside corner, called a strike.
And with Wotypka in the batter's box, this game could get ugly in a hurry if Evan Parmer's not careful. One of the best hitters in the Northwoods League is Wotypka, and the best run producer on this Battle Jacks team.
Griffith on second, Fiorenzi on first base. Shading in McGuire, in front of the runner, the 0-1. Missing inside, nearly hitting Wotypka. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Kenji Polaris, 5 innings here tonight. 3 hits allowed, no runs, 1 walk, and 5 punch-outs, 62 pitches. Colin, super efficient was Polaris, but obviously the Raptor bullpen, they need to have some of their guys work. You mentioned the last time Parmer worked. It's been a bit, so needing him to get in on this Michigan trip. 1-1 pitch, misses low in the dirt and outside, backhanded by Cashel Duggar.
Have to imagine part of the calculus of hooking Polaris was the top of the lineup coming up for Battle Creek, but it all started with that walk against Alex Fernandez. Non-competitive was Parmer against the quickest runner in the ballgame, and Fernandez did his job. He reached third base, and then he was shot home on the RBI single.
Evan looking to generate a ground ball here. He comes set with 12 on the pitch clock. Pickoff back to second base, a nice move from Parmer. Boston applying the tag, but just getting in safely is Sam Griffith.
And the ball beat Griffith there. Trotter Boston just wasn't able to apply the tag in time. He had a chance with Griffith, not yet at the base path or at the base, but no dice for Wisconsin Rapids.
Count remains 2-1. Parmer peers in, comes set, has an agreeance with Cashel Duggar. The next pitch, this one ripped in the air right field. That sends the Rapids right fielder Jorge Degatti back, and it's over his shoulder. Both runners breaking for the plate, Griffith and Fiorenzi. They both get the green light. The cutoff throw into third to try and get Wotypka is not in time and is up the line. 2 runs come in to score on a triple from Caden Wotypka. It is 3-0 Battle Jacks.
And that's exactly what I'm saying with Caden Wotypka. RBIs number 38 and 39 for him on the season. And things unraveling so quickly for the Raptors bullpen. That's not a new thing for this Wisconsin Rapids team. The starting pitching has been so sharp over the last week and a half, with the exception of the first game against Kalamazoo when Houston High got hooked after one. And then the bullpen just falls apart. We saw it against Wausau in both games of the doubleheader, one of which that was started by Kenji. And here it's happening again against Battle Creek. It's been a common theme. It's why the Raptors have not been able to win winnable ball games this season, Andy. And we're seeing it here right in front of our eyes against Battle Creek.
Another potential run just 90 feet away, showing bunt. Cody Holtick pulls back. That one called a strike on the inside corner out of the hand of Parmer. Still nobody out in this inning. The top four coming through, producing for the Battle Jacks, getting their first lead of this entire series. The 0-1 breaking ball, high tapper on the ground, left side of the infield. It's McIntosh cutting off Lopez, gathering and throwing to first in time. That's a huge first out, saying put on third base is Wotypka. A 5-3 put out of Holtick.
And well done by Kyler McIntosh on a high chopper like that. If it's a guy like Alex Fernandez, there's a chance he breaks home. But Wotypka, not the speediest guy in the world. And McIntosh gathers it cleanly. Doesn't even need to look back the runner, because once he has the baseball, there's no way Wotypka's going to score. He does a little hesitation just to make sure Wotypka's not running. And then does it and throws it to first base. Well executed by Wisconsin Rapids for out number one.
Infield in, showing bunt. Garrett Smith going around on that decision, says the home plate umpire Tyler Jetting, not making contact. Smith, count begins 0-1 on the Battle Creek first baseman.
Smith knocked that double down the third base line in his first AB to lead off the fifth. Kenji Polaris ended up working himself out of that jam.
The 0-1. This one missing low and away. Count evening here on Smith. Silas Schaefer on deck. Garrett Swan to follow. We're nearing the bottom third of this Battle Jack order for the third time tonight. Rafters now chasing three at the bare minimum. We'll get the 4-5-6 spots to the plate when we get to the top of the seventh. Palmer's 1-1. This one on the outside corner, dotted by the Tampa, Florida native to make it a 1-2 delivery now.
Good pitch there from Evan Palmer. After giving up that two RBI triple, trying to bear down and stop the bleeding as much that it is now.
The 1-2. This one hit in the air, shallow right field. Degatti coming in on it, nearly leaving his feet. This one drops in and out of his glove. Run's going to come in to score. Smith on first base. It is 4-0 Battle Jacks.
And Jorge just not seeing the ball too well off the bat out there in right field. Remember, back to the Wotipka triple. He had an initial step forward and then couldn't get back in time. Couldn't recover in time. And this time, it looked to me like the ball was going to drop no matter what. But Jorge got close enough. Then once again, a little hesitation. There was a chance at a shoestring play there. And there was a chance at a double play to end the inning if Wotipka did run. But the ball drops right under his glove. It's a 4 spot for the Battle Jacks, and they're not done yet here in the bottom of the sixth.
RBI single for Smith. First pitch to Silas Schaefer. Misses outside for ball one. Schaefer reached on a 1-5 fielder's choice, bunted around back in the fifth, struck out swinging in the second. Palmer set a 1-0 delivery home. This fastball on the outside corner in there for a called strike. We talked about the pace of the game, how quick it was going through the first 5.5 innings. And now we are here, home half of the sixth. It stalled out a little bit, the Battle Creek offense scoring the game's first runs. The 1-1, this one fouled straight back by Garrett Smith, by Silas Schaefer. Count now a ball and 2 strikes on the 7-hole hitter in Battle Creek's order this evening.
Thankfully, we are protected by some glass here at MCCU. No danger of a ball hitting us, but we did see in Madison a ball break the glass over with our broadcast colleague Ian Paparocki. He got himself a souvenir. Hopefully didn't get sharded by some glass over there in the state capitol.
I was going to ask you on the bus if you saw that video. It came up on my feed as well. It's the 1-2 pitch hit in the air right field in foul territory, closing in near the line. Degatti and company, but nobody's able to make the grab. It was very audible. You could hear it right from Ian's mic up top in that Warner Park press box. My favorite part after was one of his producers looking over, and you could hear it on the broadcast. One person says, "Is Ian okay?" And then the other person yells out, "Hey, Ian, are you good?" I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, no one asked me if I was okay when I almost got hit by a ball in the press box, but goes to show the connection that we have at Witterfield, or lack thereof.
We were all very concerned. We've had 3 enter our press box this season, 2 in your window, 1 in the sound booth window to my right, and my center window, I guess, hasn't gotten any attention yet as the 1-2 delivery from Palmer misses up and inside.
Well, the most valuable thing in that center window, Andy, is my high home camera.
Ah,
so
interesting. You would think it'd be the guy standing to your left, but I understand. As the 2-2 off-speed from Palmer missing outside, a full count drawn here from Schaefer in his 3rd plate appearance of the ballgame.
And I think your point about the pace of play is so important. When things are in a rhythm, when the ballgame is in a rhythm, everything goes smoothly. And what's happened here with Evan Palmer has shuttered down everything to a halt.
3-2, driven in the air, center field. That sends Aiden Teal back. But a good first step for the Virginia Cavalier allows him to have a good track to the ball, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning.
Of course, 4 runs, not insurmountable by any means for Wisconsin Rapids, but for Evan Palmer, you really hope he'd build off some momentum that he built for himself since late June. Had carded 4 straight solid appearances since June 27th against Fondi when he went 3 innings and allowed just 1 run. After that, 2 straight scoreless, then the 1 earned against Wausau in 2 frames on July 11th. But here, kind of a reversion to early season Evan Palmer.
Garrett Swan, the 8th hitter up this inning for the Battle Jacks. First pitch from Palmer to him. Goes off speed, and it's in there for a called strike. Swan, 1-for-2 in the ballgame, a single a frame ago. He also hit an inning-ending 6-4 fielder's choice back in the second. Palmer set out of the stretch, the 0-1. Slider on the outer edge, check swing. Did Swan go around? Look on the appeal, he did not. First base umpire Max Steiner saying no swing, count even 1-1.
Palmer facing 7 batters so far, has allowed 4 hits, 1 more than Kenji Polaris allowed in 5 innings of work.
The 1-1 delivery bounced in the dirt, low and outside. Ahead in the count now, here is Swan. Got Jacob Brown, the third baseman on deck. Top of the order, Alex Fernandez, who led off this inning drawing a four-pitch walk and scoring the game's first run, awaiting in the wings. 2-1 count for Evan Parmer, 15 on the pitch clock. He rocks and fires. This fastball missing up and away. Now 3-1 here on the Battle Jack backstop. Parmer in danger of having multiple runners on the bases again here in the home half of the sixth inning. The 3-1. This fastball up and in, but catches the zone. Some good action working in the upper third of the zone there from Parmer. A called strike makes it 3-2. 3-2 the count, two outs, runner on first. That being Garrett Smith, he'll be motoring on the pitch here. Parmer's 3-2 to Garrett Swan. Fastball in there for a called third strike. Swan down looking to retire the side, but the Battle Jacks send 8 to the plate here in the home half of inning 6 and plate 4. They lead it 4-0. We're two-thirds of the way home here from MCCU Field and will return in just a couple of minutes for the 4-5-6 spots in the Raptor order. You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUS.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Plover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt, fish, and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
It's Max McGuire to lead off this top of the seventh inning. Cameron Haviland still out on the mound for Battle Creek. First pitch to Max, misses up and in for ball one. The Battle Jacks strike first in this contest, plating four in the home half of the sixth inning and leading it 4-0 against your Raptors. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor returning to you here on WFHR, game 48 of our 70-game Northwoods League season. McGuire swinging away at a 1-0 breaking ball, hits this one high in the air to center field. Once again, we're calling out Alex Fernandez's name tonight. The Battle Creek center fielder camps underneath to make the catch for the first out of the inning.
That's Fernandez's sixth putout out there in center field. This is a really important inning for Wisconsin Rapids. Andy, one, because Haviland's in such a groove. There is action in the Battle Creek bullpen right now. This could be his final frame of work. But two, the Raptors pitching just gave up four runs. At the very least, you need one just to get some momentum, kickstart some energy in this ballgame.
First pitch from Haviland to Grayson Schaefer, fouled straight back. Count begins 0-1. Evan Parmer getting the ball in the sixth inning in relief of Kenji Polaris after he went five scoreless. And Parmer throwing 31 pitches in that inning, allowing four hits in those four runs. He walked one and struck out one as well. Staying under that 35-pitch-per-inning limit, and he'll be back out on the hill with no action in the Raptor bullpen as the count evens 1-1 on Schaefer. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for Battle Creek, getting four of their seven hits an inning ago. 1-1 fastball grooved right in there by Haviland for a called strike.
And for Parmer, it all started unraveling after that leadoff walk, and then the big swing by Caden Wotypka, the two RBI triple after a couple of singles.
The 1-2 misses up and in. Some near chin music there from Haviland on that heater to Schaefer to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
And it was Fernandez who got himself around the base pass. A nice hit and run on a Sam Griffith single. Everything clicked right for Battle Creek.
2-2 breaking ball tapped foul down the third baseline in foul territory. Chris Wilsey, the Raptor hitting coach and third base coach, making the walk over to pick up that foul ball. And another 2-2 pitch here from Haviland to Grayson Schaefer. This will be Cameron's 93rd toss of the night. Right-hander rocks and fires. Fastball up top in there for a called third strike. Schaefer down looking. 2-up, 2-down for Haviland here in the seventh.
We mentioned his scuffle of a stretch lately. He's starting to see some emotion from him on the field after getting rung up there. Probably not too happy with the call. Had some choice words after getting rung up.
Castle Duggar out of the sixth spot this evening. The Castle Pines, Colorado native, being the Raptors catchers, 0 for 2 with a pair of Ks. Went down swinging in the second, went down looking in the fifth. Going to look to extend this frame for the Raptors with 2 down. First pitch to Cash, misses up and away for ball 1. Raptors in danger of losing to Battle Creek for the first time this season. They swept the Battle Jacks at home last month on Tuesday, June 18th and Wednesday, June 19th, and winning last night here at MCCU Field, 8-2. Count now 2-0 on Duggar, that one missing up and away.
The lack of fireworks in these games as opposed to the ones in Witter Field. This is a pitcher's ballpark, as we've noted throughout these two games. And you can see that in the outfield. It's such a large swatch of outfield grass. There's a lot of space for a guy like Fernandez to operate. And then also on the other side for Jorge Degatti in right field to not be able to make the play.
2-1 to Duggar. Lines this one to short. Catch made by Ben Fiorenzi to retire the side. Another 1-2-3 inning here tonight for the right-hander Cameron Haviland. He has worked 7 scoreless here against the Raptors at MCCU Field. Stretch time in Battle Creek, your score being the Battle Jacks 4 and the Raptors nothing. You are listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Evan Parmer back out on the mound for the bottom of the seventh inning. Post-stretch here in Battle Creek. The Battle Jacks lead the Raptors 4-0 in this series finale. Not only here between the two clubs, it's the final game between them this season in general. It's the final game of this Michigan trip for the Raptors this summer. First pitch for Parmer on the inning to Jacob Brown in there for a called strike. 9-1-2 due up for the Battle Jacks. Brown, the lone Battle Creek hitter, to not get into the box an inning ago. 0-1 quickly from the VMI product. Grounded foul down the first baseline. Count 0-2. And Yakum Cohen-Kapoor returning to you on WFHR. Thanking you so much for tuning into tonight's ballgame, whether on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or if you're listening to us on your Civic Media apps. The 0-2. Off-speed missing away. Ball one here on Brown.
In his first inning of work, Evan Parmer allowed 4 hits, 4 runs, all earned while walking one. The big swing, Caden Wotypka, a 2-RBI triple.
1-2 breaking ball rolled over on the ground to the left side. Kyler McIntosh gloves just to the left of third base. He'll fire across the diamond to Max McGuire in time for the first out of the inning.
Good work by Parmer to get the first out after walking Fernandez to lead off the sixth. Here comes Fernandez now to the batter's box.
Fernandez, other than that walk, a couple of punch outs. Looking in the first, swinging in the third off Kenji Polaris. Kenji's final line tonight as the Raptors starter. 5 innings of shutout baseball. 3 hits allowed, a walk and 5 punch outs on 62 pitches. Parmer out of the windup looking for a clean home half of the seventh. The first pitch to the Battle Creek center fielder just misses the inside corner for ball one.
And it was a non-competitive at-bat for Parmer against Fernandez last time. Didn't take too long for Fernandez to be trotting to first base after a walk.
The 1-0 delivery, that one misses downstairs as well. So Parmer's thrown 6 balls to Fernandez here in the last 2 frames.
And interesting for Alex Fernandez, 6 pitches, 2 strikeouts, and a 4-pitch walk. Now he's 2 pitches away from another one.
2-0 delivery. Fernandez turning on this one, but fouling it straight back, letting it loose. Count now 2-1 on a man who's been very involved in this ball game, despite early woes at the dish in those first 2 at-bats, scoring the game's first run an inning ago, and as we continue to mention, being a part of a lot of the action, balls hit to him in center field. Parmer rocks and fires the 2-1. This one on the inside corner, a well-placed fastball for a called strike. Cameron Haviland, 7, scoreless for the Battle Creek right-hander this evening. Throwing 97 pitches. His day most likely done. We'll see who the Battle Jacks trot out in the 8th. As the 2-2 pitch misses low and inside, Fernandez has worked a full count.
Evan Parmer in that first inning of work tossed 30 pitches.
Look to get Fernandez here. 3-2, weakly hit on a line into right field. That's going to dunk down in front of Jorge Degatti for a one-out single. Back-to-back innings reaching base for Fernandez. He's a candidate to take off. We'll see when he decides to do so here in this battle between Parmer and Sam Griffin.
Now some wrestling around in the Raptors bullpen right now. No one actively throwing right now, but I can imagine there will be someone up and tossing relatively soon. Let's see if Fernandez starts trying to victimize the Raptors and Cashel Duggar on the base paths once some more.
Kyle Bender was playing catch for a little while earlier on in that battle between Brown and Parmer. He's just moving around now in the left field stable. Fernandez takes off the first pitch, hit on the ground to short. Lopez unable to flip to second base to try and turn two. Instead, the only play is to first, and he makes that throw in time. So that hit and run, whether it was called or not, Fernandez taking off on the first pitch pays off for Battle Creek, avoiding an inning-ending double play. It'll go down as a 6-3 putout of Sam Griffin.
And good poise there by Tracer to not end up tossing that ball to second base, but to eat it there, then throw it to first. Always an interesting dynamic there. If he could see that there's no play at second base, still making the toss in hopes of getting an out. The lead runner now a quick runner on second base.
He'll be going on contact as well. Ben Fiorenzi, the shortstop, into the box. First pitch swinging from Parmer, hit in the air down the first baseline, but McGuire will give a light jog as he watches it leave the field of play. RBI single for Ben an inning ago. He later scored. Also reached on a 6-4 fielder's choice in his first at-bat in the home half of the first inning.
It is Kyle Bender getting set to toss some warm-up pitches now in the modified bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids.
Some on-field bullpen action here in Battle Creek as the 0-1 delivery misses inside.
I don't know if you can call it a bullpen then, maybe just a bull open air.
Well, I used to have that at Wrigley Field just right when the Cubs won the World Series. Those mounds were on the field. It was around 2017, 2018 when the Cubs moved their bullpens to underneath the bleachers. Runner takes off the 1-1. This one misses inside. Duggar's throw down to third. Unable to be received in by McIntosh. Not sliding into third base, though, is Fernandez. He avoids being thrown out at third in consecutive nights by Cashel Duggar.
Yeah, interesting. We saw him not slide into first base on pickoff attempts. This time, felt like he could get there in time. He could. He kind of crouched down, made himself somewhat of a smaller target for Cashel Duggar. And it looks like, well, we have a pinch runner here for Fernandez.
Looks like it's appear to be a 3 on the back. That could be Caden Wotypka just jogging something over. There might be something messed up. The base may have popped off. They're giving that a look. And while they're doing so, Colin, why don't you tell our friends and listeners back home about the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, there's a lot to say, and there's always something to do in Wisconsin Rapids. So if you're visiting, check out Cobblestone. They offer a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. They also welcome your four-legged companions with big city quality and small-town values. Make sure to check out Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids.
The third base conundrum has been cleared up. 2-1 the count now on Fiorenzi. Dancing off second, or I should say third, is Fernandez. This delivery missing inside. A 3-1 count now on the Battle Creek shortstop.
With Ken Wotipka on deck, this is the time to execute if you're Evan Palmer. Don't want him to be up with a runner in scoring position.
3-1 pitch. This one lasered into left field. It's going to touch down in front of Chris Arroyo for a base hit. Back-to-back innings with an RBI single for Ben Fiorenzi. Make it 5-0 Battle Jacks.
Things unraveling even more for Wisconsin Rapids. A 5-run deficit, a lot worse than that of a 4-run deficit for reasons that are obvious. But for Wisconsin Rapids, it's happening again. The bullpen just can't handle a lead and spoiling such a good effort from Kenji Polaris in this ballgame.
Caden Wotipka, huge swing of the bat an inning ago, a 2-run triple. Runner takes off on the first pitch. Duggar receives, throws down to second. This one is high. It'll clear both middle infielders into center. Pitch was a ball out of the hand of Palmer. Runner in scoring position again here for Battle Creek in the seventh inning.
Fiorenzi gets his first steal of the ballgame. Caden Wotipka, a chance to drive in his third run of the ballgame. This top four of the lineup has been the murderer's row. In the past two frames, Fernandez has reached twice and scored twice. Griffith has reached once and scored. Ben Fiorenzi has driven in a couple of runs. And now Caden Wotipka, a chance to drive in run at number three. It's the top four of this Battle Jacks lineup that's victimizing Evan Palmer.
1-0 pitch. Wotipka shoots this one back up the middle and through for a base hit. Fiorenzi getting the green light around third base. The throw home from Aiden Teal is not in time. Another multi-run inning for Battle Creek. They plate two, both with two outs. Here in the seventh, make it 6-0 Battle Jacks.
Evan Palmer can't catch a break. I just think if that ground ball out from Sam Griffith, if Fernandez wasn't running on the play, we'd be out of this inning right now. The Battle Jacks with 10 hits in this ballgame. One extra base hit, 9 singles for Battle Creek. They're dinking and dunking. They're base hitting Evan Palmer to death here in this ballgame.
Kyle Bender fully warming up in the rafter bullpen now, the right-hander from Folsom Lake College. Runner takes off on the first pitch to Cody Holtink, is in there for a strike. The throw down to second, not in time. Tag applied by Boston. Another stolen base off the Palmer and Duggar battery here in the seventh.
Cashel Duggar's getting a heck of a workout here today. And now Mike Spears will come out and chat with Evan Palmer. Could this be the hook to bring in Kyle Bender?
We'll see if it's a mid-at-bat hook. You mentioned Colin, 6 runs, 10 hits. No errors on the Battle Creek side, no runs on 4 hits, and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. If you're just joining us, we were scoreless through the top of the sixth inning. 4 runs put up off Palmer, inserted into the ball game after 5 scoreless from Kenji Polaris. The Battle Creek Battle Jacks at their top of the order to the plate to lead off that sixth inning, and they sent 8 to the dish against Palmer. They've scored 2 so far here in the seventh, getting the 9-1-2 spots to lead off this inning, and both runs coming through on 2-out RBI base hits.
Mike Spears walking back to the dugout. No pitching change. Interesting that this is his first visit to Evan Palmer after what we saw in the sixth. See if Palmer can work himself out of this without allowing even more runs to cross the plate. Or Wisconsin Rapids, they'll have the bottom of their lineup, Trotter, McIntosh, and Tracer coming up in the top of the eighth.
Was a ball on the pitch, 2-0 Tipka. I should say that is Holtink. Is that fastball in there for a called strike?
Holtink 1-for-3 on the ballgame with the strikeout. He's singled to lead off the second.
Count even at 1-1. Palmer looking to avoid even more trouble here in the seventh. Right-hander set, hands at the belt buckle, looks back to second base and fires the 1-1 home. Breaking ball, tapped foul straight back by Holtink. It's now 1-2 here on the Battle Creek right fielder.
Looking at the box score for the Battle Jacks, all of their runs, the majority of them, I should say, from Fiorenzi and Wotipka. How about Ben Fiorenzi coming back with a vengeance after his ballgame yesterday? 2-for-4, 2 ribbies, 2 runs after struggling last night here against Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, and as we continue to mention throughout this broadcast, a lot of those struggles coming defensively, but just a big game for him as the 1-2 pitch looped into left field. It's going to touch down for a base hit. Getting the wave around from third is Wotipka. He's in to score, make it 3 runs, all with 2 outs here in the seventh off Evan Parmer. It is now 7-0 Battlejacks.
A big part of this equation is that the Battlejacks having their way with Wisconsin Rapids on the base paths as well. Caden Wotipka scored because he stole second base against Cashel Duggar.
Now Mike Spears making his way back out to the mound. This will be all for Evan Parmer here tonight. Kyle Bender will enter the fray when we return. 7-0 Battlejacks, three runs thus far in the home half of the seventh with two out and a runner on first. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org.
Kyle Bender into the ballgame, runner on first, two down, bottom seven at MCCU Field. Bender's first pitch to the Battlejack first baseman Garrett Smith is swung on and missed for strike one. Evan Parmer, an inning and two-thirds, 8 hits allowed, 1 hit, 1 punch out on 53 pitches, all 7 earned so far to Parmer with the runner on first as well. Cody Holtink being of responsibility to that right-hander. Bender set the 0-1. Swing and a miss, count quickly, nothing in two. All 3 runs here in the 7th inning. Cullen coming with 2 outs. The Battlejacks just seeing Parmer well here this evening.
Yeah, a lot of singles, a lot of ground balls through the infield and shallow line drives. The death of Evan Parmer in this inning.
The 0-2 from Bender misses high. Runner takes off for second. The throw down from Duggar, not in time. Sliding in feet for safely is Cody Holtink. That is the 4th stolen base of the inning. Off Wisconsin Rapids. Battle Creek doing the old get him on, get him over, get him in. It's on repeat right now. Base hit, steal second, and score on the next base hit. It's happened in the last 3 at-bats.
Well, Kyle Bender, no balls and 2 strikes. Should say, I believe the count is 1 ball and 2 strikes now. But this is his chance just to end that stretch right now, get the Raptors bats in the batter's box, and just put this inning behind them.
Ivacaville, California native, set the 1-2. Breaking ball, just missing the top of the zone. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Well, did not miss by much, and he looked to me like strike three, out number three. But not agreeing was Tyler Jetting behind the plate.
The 2-2 count here. Smith, the seventh hitter of the inning in the box for the Battle Jacks. 6 on the pitch clock, Bender's payoff. This one missing outside, nearing the edge of the left-handed batter's box. A full count drawn here from Garrett Smith in his fourth plate appearance of the ballgame. Multi-hit game, I may add, for Smith.
Bottom of this inning in the bottom of the sixth, featuring pace of play grinding down to a halt here in Battle Creek.
Yeah, the first 6 innings were accomplished in about an hour and a half, if that, as the 3-2 is swung on and missed. Side retired. 7 sent to the plate. 3 more put up by Battle Creek, all with 2 outs. We're through 7 frames of play at MCCU Field. Your score, the Battle Jacks 7, the Rafters 0, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met...
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's scream! For Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
7-8-9, due up here in the top of the eighth for Wisconsin Rapids. Back to the mound, Cameron Haviland, 97 pitches, 7 scoreless frames for the Battle Creek right-hander. Your score, the Battle Jacks 7, the Rafters nothing on WFHR. First pitch to Boston on the outside corner, called a strike. Andy Ockham, Colin Kapoor for the fourth and final time here in this Michigan trip. Colin will return to the Northwoods League Plus and TV side of things tomorrow when we are back at Winterfield against the Wausau Woodchucks. A one missing downstairs. Count evening at a ball and a strike. My friend, it's been fun. We'll sign off and stuff later. And you do plan to hopefully come to Ashwaubenon, where we have some good space for you to join the broadcast in August when we take on Green Bay.
Yeah, it's been a fun Michigan trip. Can't say that I am not looking forward to being back on the Northwoods League Sports Network and seeing myself on camera, because that's why I do it, for myself, obviously.
The 2-1 from Haviland to Boston misses low and inside. 3 balls and a strike. As the check swing appeal down to Cree Wallen down the third baseline says no go. Boston 0-for-2 in the ballgame.
But no, it's been a really cool experience here to travel with the team. Obviously, getting up at ungodly hours to travel here to Michigan and then seeing Kalamazoo, seeing Battle Creek. Been a very cool experience here on this trip.
The 3-1 breaking ball catches the top of the zone on the outer edge. Count now 3-2. Now we have a long ride back tonight, about 6.5 hours. I want to give a shout-out to the bus driver for the Rafters, Carl, who is actually sitting down and watching the game right now prior to his long night of work ahead. 3-2 pitch, hit on the ground, up the middle, and through for a base hit for Trotter Boston. That'll begin this eighth inning.
Yeah, and Carl driving the bus had to troubleshoot some bus issues yesterday, so that was pretty cool. I think giving us a little bit of a glance behind him here in the Battle Creek press box. So shout out to Carl. The ride back will go smoothly because we got Carl at the helm.
Yeah, it'll be great. And getting back to Rapids, he is one of the figures on the team behind the scenes that doesn't get enough credit for all the work that he does getting the team place to place, point A to point B safely, and how we're able to play half our schedule this year on the road. Count begins 1-0 on Kyler McIntosh. That base hit from Boston, the fifth hit of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids as he swings right through that 1-0 slider to make it 1-1.
Have to imagine the leash here on Havlind is as short as possible. He's already carted his best start by a long shot here tonight. I don't want to spoil that.
1-1 hit in the air, shallow center. Alex Fernandez shuffles three times to his left to make the catch for the first out of the inning.
7 in the third now for Havlind. His previous long was 6 frames of one run ball. The only scoreless outing he's carted this season on opening day on May 27th against Traverse City. 5 innings with no earned runs. 4 Ks in that start. He's been a guy with an impressive body of work. 30 innings this year and 37 last year for the Battle Jacks.
The first pitch to Tracer Lopez out of the hand of the right-hander. Havlind misses up and away for ball one. Lopez 1-for-2 in the ballgame. Flew out to center in the third, singled back in the sixth. Right-hander set the 1-0 delivery. Off speed, and Lopez swings right through it to even the count at a ball and a strike.
Tracer a single back in the sixth. They fly out in the third to guess who? Alex Fernandez.
You talk about the confidence of Havlind. He's throwing these off-speed pitches behind in the count, and that's of utmost importance, and another breaking ball there that Lopez can't touch. It is now 1-2 on the Texas Tech Red Raider.
Havlind, not a fireball by any means, but the way he mixes speeds and mixes pitches, very impressive. Two straight off-speed, does he go right back to it or to the heater?
1-2 misses low and inside, caroming away from the catcher Swan. That allows Trotter Boston to advance 90 feet down to second base.
Adept running there from Trotter. He saw the ball behind the catcher, knew that Swan would still have to turn around, pick up the ball, then turn back around if he wanted to throw. There was no chance at a throw to second base, so Trotter has willed himself into scoring position.
Eliminates a potential inning-ending double play ball on the ground as well. Havlind peers in, comes set. 12 on the pitch clock for the right-hander. Here it comes. Off speed, swing and a miss, down in the dirt, a drop third strike. Swan up with it, he'll throw to first in time. Another punch out of Lopez, two down with the runner on second here in the eighth inning for Havlind, and he's going to get a standing O here in Battle Creek. The Battle Jacks emerging out of the dugout, and to the mound as well, Jacob Schaefer, the interim field manager, filling in the spot of Ben Harley, him being on paternity leave right now. This will be quite the exit here for the right-hander. He'll leave with a runner on second. This being, as well, they mentioned off the PA calling in the pregame show, his final outing here at MCCU Field of the season. What a way to go out for the right-hander.
Yeah, this one has Northwoods League pitcher of the night written all over it. Final line, of course, not finalized yet with a runner on second base, but as of now, 7 2/3, no earned runs, 5 hits allowed.
111 pitches tonight for Cameron Havlind, getting a standing ovation here tonight in Battle Creek. Greeted by all his teammates, getting hugs in the dugout as well. We'll step aside for a couple minutes. Pitching change, and Aiden Teal will come into the box when we return. 7-0 Battle Creek, top 8 on your home for After Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, local own radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-botted dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon.
Michael Odari, the new pitcher, into the ballgame. The right-hander from Libertyville, Illinois, enters the fray with a runner on second and two down in the top of the eighth inning. Aiden Teal into the left-handed batter's box. 7-0 the score. The Battle Jacks leading your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. First pitch to Teal from the right-hander Odari on the outside corner is called a strike.
Aiden Teal a chance to drive home a run, his first of the ballgame and the first for Wisconsin Rapids in the ballgame. Haven't had too many runners on second base in scoring position. Have the Raptors in this game.
Multi-hit contest for Teal. He swings right through that 0-1 fastball from the new pitcher into the ballgame to make it an 0-2 count.
Odari has been very, very sharp since the turn of the calendar to July. He has allowed just 2 earned runs in his last 4 appearances. 1 earned in 3 1/3 against Rockford on the 13th.
0-2 delivery missing out in the left-handed batter's box. Once again, his final start here in Battle Creek for Cameron Haviland. 7 2/3, 5 hits allowed, no runs as of yet. He's responsible for Trotter Boston on second, a walk and 5 strikeouts on 111 tosses tonight. Teal having to get out of the way of that 1-2 pitch. It misses inside to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
We were talking during the pitching change the reason why the leash was so long. This is his final start in his 2 years here at Battle Creek. Very successful for Haviland.
The 2-2 breaking ball leaks outside. Teal's drawn the count from 0-2 to full. Here being up for the 4th time tonight.
8-2 for 3 today. 2 singles and a flyout. Second single in the 6th of the infield variety.
3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Boston on second. The payoff. Breaking ball on the back door. Got him looking. Haviland's line is done. Officially no runs in 7 2/3 tonight. Michael Odari closes the door here in the top of the 8th inning. We head to the home half. Another inning incoming for Kyle Bender. In the Battle Creek order, he'll get the 7-8-9 spots on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom 8 here from MCCU Field. It's the Battle Jacks 7 and the Raptors nothing. First pitch of the inning from Kyle Bender to Silas Schaefer. Misses for ball 1. Andy Ockham, Cohen Kapoor on Raptors radio. The final game of our Michigan trip finds us here at MCCU Field. Bender's 1-0 toss. fouled away down the third base side, just next to the rafter dugout. Count evens 1-1 on the Battle Jack designated hitter.
And Andy, it's really tough to evaluate this entire Michigan trip with the way today went. If you get the win here, and if you're a Wisconsin Rapids, you're like, yes, this is a successful four-game swing. But now down 7-0, really hard to say if it's positive or negative. I myself have to lean on the negative side if the Rafters can't get this done, because they had the chance in these games. They had great starting pitching today, and they just couldn't get it done.
Yeah, Kenji Polaris, 5 shutout innings. It was Evan Parmer, an inning and 2/3 out of the stable, allowing 7 earned for Wisconsin Rapids. 4 in the 6th, 3 in the 7th for Battle Creek. Our scoring today is the 2-1 from Bender catches the inside corner for a called strike.
Silas Schaefer, 0-3 today, a strikeout, a fielder's choice, and a flyout. Last flyout to Aiden Teal in the 6th inning.
Bender out of the windup, shaking off Duggar once. Rocks and fires the 2-2. This one in on the hands, grounded over to third. McIntosh gloves, gathers, and throws to first base in time. 5-3 put out of Schaefer to lead off this home half of the 8th inning. Mentioned all three of those runs in the bottom of the 7th off Parmer, coming with 2 outs. 3 consecutive RBI singles from the 3 through 5 spots in the Battle Creek order. Ben Fierenzi, Caden Wotipka, and Cody Holtick. They hold Tink, the right fielder. A couple of hits for him today. Garrett Swan is 1-for-3. The catcher out of the 8th spot singled back in the 5th inning. Bender brings home the first pitch to Swan. Fastball swung on and missed. Count begins 0-1.
Garrett Swan did get his first knock of the season back 5th inning.
0-1 the count, 1 out. Breaking ball from Bender, backing Swan off the plate. It catches the top of the zone, count nothing and 2. No action in the Raptor bullpen. This will be Bender to close out the 8th inning here. The former Washington Husky brings home the 0-2 breaking ball that misses up and inside. Swan having a duck out of the way of that one.
The Raptors will be down to their final 3 outs. 2-3-4, Degatti, Arroyo, and McGuire when the score ticks to the top of the 9th inning.
Bender's 1-2. Chasing away. That one kicks away from Duggar, though. Down near the Battle Creek on deck circle, his throw to first on the drop third strike is off his back foot and takes McGuire off the bag.
Tough break there for Kyle Bender and the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. The pitch was nowhere near the zip code that is the strike zone, and Cashel Duggar had to run all the way to the opposing on deck circle for a sidearm sling. Just the way that this ballgame has gone for Wisconsin Rapids, Andy, all game long. Stinking singles, looping line drives that weren't hit very hard, and that's what's been biting them. It's been contact that has been in the right spots all ball game, and the one lone extra base hit, the lone hit that was well struck by Caden Wotipka.
First pitch to Jacob Brown. This is outside for ball one. Brown 0-3. Hit into a double play for an assisted on a line to Trotter Boston to end the 5th inning. Ready on ready battle. First base side of the rubber. Bender. Long pause, rocks and fires. Fastball, foul tip, right off the glove of Cashel Duggar to even the count at a ball and a strike. Rafters return home tomorrow, 6:35. First pitch from Witter Field against the Wausau Woodchucks. The beginning of a home-and-home with Wausau. They will then have a home-and-home Saturday, Sunday, Saturday night at Witter Field, Sunday early evening at Copeland Park with the La Crosse Loggers. Games 3 and 4 against the Loggers this season. Out in the Great Plains Division. 1-1 delivery here. Bender attempting a pickoff move prior. Comes set. 10 on the pitch clock and brings it home. This one hit in the air left center field. Arroyo giving chase near the gap, and he makes the catch the left fielder does for the second out of the inning.
Arroyo hasn't been tested out there in left field too often, but a well-done, well-executed play by him meandering to his left. There's two down here in the frame. Kyle Bender will now take on who else but Alex Fernandez, who in his last two plate appearances have reached base and scored in both. A walk and a single in the 6th and 7th.
Did strike out in his first two at-bats, though. Kenji Polaris really having his number here tonight. Going down looking, Fernandez did in the first, swinging in the 3rd. Bender looking to get out of this 8th inning and pass the baton along to the top of the 9th. First pitch, that one. Missing outside for ball one.
Last time we saw Bender against the Wausau Woodchucks at home for Wisconsin Rapids.
Down to the count is Kyle 1-0, looking to work an and ending in a third without allowing an earned run tonight. Runner takes off. This one misses down on the dirt and kicks away from Cashel Duggar, sliding in headfirst safely without a throw. 2 second base is Garrett Swan.
Yet another stolen base against Wisconsin Rapids. I've lost count at this point. For the Battle Creek Battlejacks, like I said before, they are having their way with Wisconsin Rapids on the base pass, and that's a key thing. You mentioned the get on base, get over, then get home strategy. That's been a strategy that's been worked and so well executed to a T. For Battle Creek, Cashel Duggar having a lot of trouble tossing out runners on the base paths today.
2-0 the count on the Battle Creek center fielder. Bender set, looks back to second, and brings it home. I want a fastball in there on the outer edge for a called strike. When we get to the ninth inning, Rapids will send up the 2-3-4 hitters for the second time in this ballgame. Jorge Degatti, Chris Arroyo, and Max McGuire. Assuming Michael Adari will return to the rubber after getting the final out in the eighth inning in relief of Cameron Haviland. 2-1 pitch from Bender misses low and away. It's now 3 balls and a strike.
By the way, that's the 5th stolen base of the ballgame against Wisconsin Rapids. Garrett Swan just took second. 1 for Fernandez, 1 for Firenze, Wotipka, and Holtink in this game.
3-1 the count. Bender set, and he fires. This is low and inside for ball 4. 3 straight innings reaching base for Fernandez, but if you want to call it lucky enough for the Raptors, Fernandez has someone in front of him, so he can't take off at will.
Could, of course, see another double steal here for the Battle Creek Battlejacks. Haven't seen one of those yet in this series. They have done a couple of hit and runs. Brings up Sam Griffith to the batter's box, who singled and scored back in the 6th. Grounded out in the 7th. He is 1-for-3 with a walk as well.
See if the second baseman can come through again here for Battle Creek. 7 runs on 11 hits, no errors for the Battlejacks. No runs, 5 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to Griffith, misses outside on a fastball from Bender for ball 1. Wisconsin Rapids calling in danger of being shut out for the 5th time this season. It would be the 3rd time being blanked on the road.
Speaking of getting shut out, the Madison Mallards got shut out against Wausau. They got no hit by the Woodchucks. Andy, just seeing that on my screen, I don't know if Grant Siegel went the full 9. I'm going to have to look at that.
As the 1-0 pitch ripped on a line, that'll get by the glove of Kyler McIntosh into left field for a base hit. Coming in to score without a throw is Garrett Swan. Another 2-out RBI here in this ballgame.
So Grant Siegel, not related to this ballgame, but something interesting happening around the league. A 7-inning no-hitter against the Madison Mallards. So that was obviously a game that was rescheduled due to rain.
So unfortunately for Cameron Haviland, he probably will not get Northwoods League Pitcher of the Day / Night. That game going down at Athletic Park, home of the Wausau Woodchucks, so that's what they'll be bringing to the table tomorrow night in Wisconsin Rapids.
Our friends Liam and Chase over there in Wausau probably got pretty excited for that one.
As a broadcaster, that's a pretty cool thing to be able to do, call a no-hitter. As the first pitch to Ben Fiorenzi, out of the 3 spots, swinging and missing for strike 1.
As I believe I've told you multiple times, I've called a no-hitter back in my day, Andy. MIT softball, Carolyn Langmire, a 7-inning blank slate.
Back in your day, wasn't that just a few months ago?
Yeah, that was back in May. Back in May. April, I should say. But
hey, within this calendar year, count 0-2, Fiorenzi grounding that one down the third baseline.
Madison not getting no hit in game 2 of their doubleheader. They're up 3-0 against Wausau in the top of the 2nd.
Would have been worse if that was done in the state capitol at Warner Park. Still, a huge accomplishment here tonight. As the 0-2 breaking ball swung on and missed to retire this side. Battle Creek scores another, sending 6 to the plate. Here in the home half of the 8th inning, extending their lead to 8-0 over your Raptors. Michael Adari back to the mound once again, getting the 2-3-4 spots in the Raptor order when we return from MCCU Field right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally your own radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh, do win and lose, do learn from your mistakes, and challenge yourself to grow.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here.